guess I should have shaved with all these lights here. You know, I think yesterday there was a lot of good things that happened. Number one, winning, obviously. But, you know, with all these games in the NFL coming down to a seven-point game, a three-point game, coming down to the wire, there were some great situations for our team to learn about that I think will be big factors as we continue on throughout the season. You know, hitting a third and 15, fourth and one conversion offensively, a fourth and one stop defensively inside the 10-yard line. Them throwing four incomplete passes in a two-minute drill and when they had a chance to come back and win the game. So the more these things occur in the course of the ball games, the more we get a chance to learn, be in these positions where when it matters, continues to matter, that we have some things to draw back on. I think it was a good team win. Obviously, there's a lot of things we need to correct and get better at, but we did, and we had a lot of young guys step up and play well. So, questions?
Mike, you have those things happen in close games like that at home. Can that be something that you build and transfer as you go onto the road now for a couple division games?
I hope so. You know, we had some of those situations in Denver the week before. And so now we get into these situations, and you know, you guys don't panic. They've been through them now 2 weeks in a row. So hopefully we'll have more to build on, and guys will continue to play good in these situations. But you know, it's so important, these critical situations of the ball game. I mean, that fourth and one inside the 10 was a huge play, and the third and 15 was a huge play. You know, Captain made a couple really good plays at the end of the ball game there in the two-minute drill. So those are all good deals.
Mike, when it's a fourth and one, both on offense and defense, is it the play called? Is it the scheme, or is it a lot of just will?
A little bit of will. Sometimes it's scheme. You know, it's mentality, a lot of it, I think. You know, and that's kind of what I'm trying to get our guys to understand in those situations too. I talk to them a lot in these. You know, the mentality has to change. It's not first and 10 on the 20-yard line now. It's a big, you know, this is a big play in a ball game. And if we decide to go for it offensively, or we have to stop them on defense, that's critical.
You have two straight games now on the road. What are some of the things this team has to do better to win on the road?
Probably start fast would be a good one. I think we've started fast at home pretty good. I think if we will continue to start fast, I think that helps. But again, handling the crowd noise, making sure we don't turn the ball over, which we got to protect the quarterback better than what we've done on the road. So, you know, those will all be big things. You know, we haven't had hardly any sacks at home, but we've had several on the road.
Teammates about Stephon Diggs, all of them seem to mention how hard he works in practice, that he works up a sweat in the walkthroughs. And what have you seen from him in that regard? How big a role is that playing in the success he's been able to have?
Well, he works really hard, and he runs good routes, he catches the ball good, he's competitive, he really wants to be good, and so I think that's why he works so hard at it. He's talented as well.
Circumstances have dictated how much you've had to play your rookies, whether it's injury, Everson going out yesterday. But these guys aren't necessarily just filling holes. They're kind of becoming difference makers. Why do you think that is? How have you guys positioned them to make those plays?
You know, I think they're good players, number one. And I, you know, I tend to not look at guys as rookies. I tend to look at them as Viking players. And their expectation is no different than anybody else. But one thing that I do think is important, that all of these guys that are playing, they're all pretty smart guys, and so that allows them to maybe get on the field a little bit sooner. They can get to the you know, the things that happen throughout the course of the game, be able to react a little bit quicker. I think all those things are important.
Do you think Stephon, just from what you've seen of him so far, is equipped to handle the success he's gotten in the past couple of games?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I plan on keeping him humble.
Do you see him remaining as your starter, or are you the kind of guy that you don't lose your starting job because of an injury?
You don't lose your starting job because of injury, but you lose your starting job because of performance. But no, I have not decided that yet.
You touched on playing the young guys playing around and with smart guys, because Wallace said when he was a rookie, he was like fourth, and he went up against other guys that are maybe in trash time and whatnot, that he said that when he looks at Diggs and he's a young kid that's going up there against their ones and their twos and doing what he's doing, he evaluates him as better than he was as a rookie. Do you have that mentality, and that's how your rookies maybe can grasp the brass ring faster than maybe some other teams?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of rookies, young guys that play in this league, and really they're all different. Some of them are faster than others, but I do think intelligence has a big part in it. Obviously, athletic ability has a lot to do with it, and you know, Rick's done a good job of bringing guys in here that are athletes. We do have a belief in our coaches that we can help athletes become better players. Now, I'm sure everybody believes that, but I do too.
Success you've had this with your defense, the running game have kind of carried a lot of the water. Teddy hasn't necessarily had to go out and win you a game per se. Are you okay with that? Are you expecting him to move the needle a little bit more? There were some opportunities maybe in the fourth quarter yesterday where the offense could have put the game away.
Yeah, I do think that number one, I think Teddy, if it gets into that situation where he needs to go win the game, I do think he will. Does he need to do better and keep improving and keep going forward? Yes. You know, there were several areas offensively that we probably needed to do better than what we did yesterday. But, you know, they came out and they had a lot of run blitzes early in the ball, especially early in the ball game. They brought the safety off the edge and used some line games to try to affect our running game. We probably didn't react well enough to it early in the ball game.
You mentioned Kaplan earlier. What's changed with him this year? What's he doing differently to play a bigger role on defense and make plays like he did late in the game?
What's the biggest difference? He's doing what I ask him to do, pretty much. He's trying to do everything we ask him to do, and that's important. I think he's studying better. I think he's understanding the things that we're trying to get done. And, you know, that happens a lot with free agent guys, to be honest with you. You know, they come from a different system, and especially if they're an older guy, they come in and, you know, they may not play as well as their first year in your system, but they tend to figure it out the second year usually.
Has Sharif Floyd been a guy who's kind of made that leap you expected of him in this offseason?
Well, I think he had a good game yesterday. I want him to continue. You know, there's times when Sharif can be a dominating player, and sometimes Sharif kind of gets in his own way a little bit. He thinks too much about, you know, all the different things, and that instead of he's a better player when he just lets it loose, and that's what I want him to do. And I think once he takes that step, then he'll start to become even more that way.
Is he a guy that's benefited from that freedom you were talking about of giving your defensive linemen a little bit more, or is that?
Yeah, a little bit. yeah, a little bit. I would say you're probably right there. Sometimes Sharif, he's a pleaser, and sometimes guys, they want to be perfect all the time, and sometimes you just got to cut it loose a little bit. And I think that's him in general. Just you know, he's a great kid, and if he will react as opposed to think so much, I think that he'll continue to get better.
I've complimented Kyle on his pass blocking. He seemed to have a pretty good day with that yesterday, but must have been nice maybe take a little of the pressure off to get him loose in the end zone too.
Yeah, it was good. And, you know, I actually talked to him last week, and I said, you know, hey, I understand that, you know, you're helping a little bit more in the in the blocking parts of things. And I said, you never know when it's going to be your day. And, you know, yesterday he had caught two or three balls, one obviously for a touchdown. And so, you know, to me, those are all important things about being a team, doing what you can do to help this team win. And you never know when it's going to be your time. You know, Diggs had a bunch of catches yesterday, but, you know, maybe next week he doesn't get any and someone else gets them. And, you know, I'm all for that. I'm not into all the statistics. And, you know, sure, I'd love to have 10 sacks a game, but I know it's not going to happen, and I don't worry about it. I worry about how we perform.
Regarding the running game, you said yesterday you guys didn't block well. After watching the film, what additionally have you kind of observed as to why you weren't able to spring the running game?
I think part of it was the some of the run blitzes that they threw at us. I think, secondly, they have a physical stout front that they defeated us sometimes. And then sometimes I think in some of the runs we were trying, and they tighten their linebackers up a little tighter than they normally play. And I think some of the times they we tried to help other guys a little bit too much instead of, hey, that's my guy, I got to block him, but I'm going to make sure that I nudge this guy or hang on this guy and not get up to where my guy is. And so those are all things that, you know, I think they're all correctable.
A little bit of a concern. It seems like the games this year have been a little bit of feast and famine. The two home games before you ran the ball well, the other three games, you know, you've had your struggles.
Well, it's going to be like that sometimes. You know, I personally want to make sure we continue to run the football good, but you know, the more they take chances to stop the run, the more it's going to benefit us, because what you're going to see is eventually you're going to see the 28-yard run by Adrian, or 23, or whatever it was, or the couple long runs that he had the 2 weeks before, because people are gambling to stop the run. And, you know, it's the same thing with anybody, any defense.
What do you think of Hunter in his first kind of extended action yesterday?
I thought he did some really good things. You know, he's very athletic. He had a couple nice rushes. He's another guy that does a little bit like Sharif. He does a little bit of thinking sometimes, and so his true athletic ability doesn't always show up, but when he's just, you know, getting off the ball and doing some things, I think it starts to show up. And it's very typical of young guys. I think, you know, he's a terrific athlete, and he's a great kid. He's smart. I think he'll continue to get better as we keep going, and I'm hopeful of that.
How do you think Clemmings performed, particularly in pass protection?
Yeah, you were going to ask me that, right? Yeah, good job. Pass protection, I thought he improved. That was a tough matchup for him on 50, and I thought he improved. He didn't do as good in the running game as I had hoped, but in pass protection, he did improve.
You guys lost a couple games by the opponent scoring late touchdown. What was different yesterday where the defense kind of buckled down when they had to?
I don't know. We made plays. I mean, I don't think it was, I just think the more situations we get put in, and I think we did a good job in coverage. I thought the captain did a nice job, and, you know, they tried to throw the really double move on Xavier twice late in that drive. But, you know, it's guys just doing what they're supposed to do, really.
Mike, how's Griffin, and what do you know about a report that the NFL is going to investigate why he wasn't given notice that he was inactive earlier?
I don't know anything about the NFL investigating. All I know is the guy was sick, because I saw him. And so we're hopefully he gets back in here on Wednesday. But everything good. I saw him today. He seemed to be good. Everything I know was we did everything that happened we didn't know about until that time. So,
whenever you decide to go for it on fourth down, does Norv's play call have to go through you, or is it just, you know, that's Norv Turner?
Well, usually I talk to him during the week, and then, you know, I ask him how they are on fourth down. Do you have a couple good plays that you want to run? And then during the game, what I try to do is – the play before in this area of the field, if it's close, I tell him, you know, so he can get the third down call. I said, hey, Norv, if it's close here, we're going to go for it on fourth down. And then I don't decide really until then, and then he makes the call, and I listen to it, but I haven't overruled him yet.
You know, on Sunday, I mean, talk about a commitment to the run. I mean, he stayed pretty committed because at that point, you guys, I think Adrian had like 5 yards and 10 carries. I mean, I know you didn't run the ball well, but that's a situation with a big point in the game where you ran the ball. And
yeah, well, I do. I have confidence in our running game. I really, you know, I know didn't look like it. I mean, Adrian came up to me. There was a 4th-and-2 later on in the game. He says, let's go for it. And I was almost going to say, have you been watching the runs today? but I said, no, we're going to kick the field goal. And, you know, because they always want to go for it anyway. But I have confidence in our running game. I have confidence in Adrian. I have confidence in, you know, even the 3rd-and-2 at the end of the ball game when we ran the boot, you know, and Teddy overthrew him, you know, that's a good play too. You know, we hit that. If we hit that, then – you know, those are good short yardage plays. I think we have a good short yardage package.
Time for two more.
Did your film at all show Sharice being held anywhere other than in the end zone early in that game?
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell. And I really thought the officials did a good job this week. I thought they communicated with me very well. You know, the one time was a little – there was a – the one time I challenged – what happened was it was about, you know, they said we were short, and I was trying to get them to give me a measurement, and then the clock started running down, and they wouldn't give me a measurement, so I threw the flag out there just because, you know, we have different plays, you know, if it's this far or if it's this far. They even communicated with me on that as well too. So
why didn't they give you a measurement?
Well, in retrospect, because I was telling him the same thing, I said, you know, if it's this close or this close, he said, well, we could tell you were short. And I said, well, I need to find out. So, you know, if I go for it, he said they probably should have in fourth down situations, you know, a situation like that. And that's all I was trying to do was see how far away it was. But I thought they did. I thought they did a really good job yesterday. They communicated with me great. You know, they explained everything to me like that. They said that to hold the curb before he got into the end zone. So, you know, as long as they're telling me what they saw, I'm good with it.
You talked a little bit about some of the stuffs or negative runs with Adrian. Do you feel like he was a little indecisive on those, or was there just really nowhere to run on those plays?
I don't believe he was indecisive. I think one time he probably made a bad decision, but there was a couple of the point of attack that we got knocked back, and he decided to bounce it. You know, his read told him, you know, to go there, and then there was nothing there. But I don't really feel he was indecisive, and you know, we'll keep working on getting better at it. Okay, thank you.